Hi, I'm Jeremy Hobson from the Marketplace Morning Report, and we've been here in Miami all week with our Wealth and Poverty Desk focusing on the new American dream. Today, we're going to take a trip to one of the wealthiest places in America, an island where relatively few outsiders have ever been. In fact, if you don't live there, you can't even get there without an invitation.
All right, I need your names. Picture ID from everybody, please.
When we pulled up to get on the ferry to Fisher Island, which is paid for by the residents themselves, we were greeted by some pretty tight security. Although, once it was clear we were on the list...
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Our guide on the other side is Chris Bluntzer, who's been selling homes here for more than 30 years. He meets us in a golf cart. That's the preferred mode of transportation on Fisher.
It's 217 acres, and you've got a private club. You've got the old Vanderbilt mansion. Tennis courts, tiki bar, beach club, a little bit of everything.
All right, well, let's take a little ride.
Okay, great. Let's go. Most of the people who live here, about 80% of them, don't live here full time.
Not a bad winter home.
No. And for a lot of people, this is just their winter home, and this may be their third or fourth or fifth home.
Third or fourth or fifth?
Right.
And where do they live the rest of the time?
People from Fisher are really from all over the globe. You have a huge influx of Brazilians. You have a large group of Russians. And you have a lot of primarily East Coast Americans.
All right, now we have to talk about what we're looking at now, which is just unbelievable yachts.
Yeah, I spoke with the crew of that far yacht over there the other day, and they were telling me that it costs the owner about $40 million. We sell slips here as well, and we've sold slips for anywhere from $1 million to $2 million just for the boat slip.
$1 million to $2 million just to buy the place to keep your boat.
Correct. The other, you know, one of the reasons a lot of people buy here, too, is it's obviously, as you experience coming on, it's very private. If you are not cleared with security by one of the owners or a club member, you're not allowed on the island.
And what is it about that? Why keep it so exclusive and private?
That's the whole allure and value of Fisher Island. I've left my apartment unlocked for days at a time and not have to worry about anything. So it's sort of like the old 1950s way of living in the rest of the United States that doesn't exist anymore, and certainly not in Miami.
Just safety and security?
Safety, security, and privacy. A lot of these folks... they're not necessarily celebrities, but they're very successful, and what they want is privacy and not to have to worry about being bothered all the time. There's no traffic, as you can see. There's not even golf cart traffic. So it's everybody gets a little later start here.
How many gardeners have to take care of all the property here?
It's several hundred that take care of all the grounds and all the community property.
What are the competitor places to this? I mean, when somebody has millions of dollars to put down on a home like this and they're thinking about maybe Fisher, where else do they look?
You know, I personally don't think there's anything like this anywhere in the entire world. I'm sure now that you've seen it, you'd agree. This is actually the newest building, the last building that's been built on the island. And... if you'd like, we can go up there and take a look at an apartment.
Sure, that'd be great.
We have an apartment for sale there that's a $6 million apartment, and you can get an idea of what that gets you here. So this apartment is about 4,000 square feet, not counting the terraces, and overlooks South Beach.
But amazing views, a huge balcony here.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. The fridge is made out of what? What is that? What is the covering on there?
It's wood. It may be maple or...
And what is that thing above the microwave?
That's the espresso maker.
It's built-in.
Built-in.
I've never seen a built-in espresso maker, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do you think that the American dream in 2013 allows anyone to reach the point where they could buy a place on Fisher Island?
Absolutely. It's just a function of their desire and their motivation and their hard work. That's how most of the people got here. Very few of the folks who live here had money drop down to them from the sky. Most of the people here made their own money. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Susan Neiman.
So how long have you been coming here?
Just the 2 years.
You hadn't been here before
that. We had never even heard of Fisher Island. We came from mutual friends, and we found out about it. We had never heard of it before.
And where do you live the rest of the time?
North Carolina. My husband is retired. We were in real estate. We had factory outlet centers.
How often do you go back over to Miami?
My husband goes every day. Sometimes he goes twice a day. It just depends. I'm more of a homebody. I don't always leave the island. I mean, sometimes I stay here 2 or 3 days and don't even realize that I haven't left.
Did you ever think when you were growing up, I'm going to get to a point where I can live in one of the most exclusive places
never.
In America?
Never, never, never. No. And I love it. I love being on the water. I love waking up every day. I call my daughter. I say, the water is still here. I get up every day and I look out and I smile and I say, the water, it's still here. And she said to me one day, she said, well, Mom, it's because we didn't grow up on the water. And I said, I know. It's just so beautiful. I just love it. It's so soothing and calming and wonderful. Just feels good.
That's Susan Neiman and Chris Blunzer on Fisher Island. And since I know that you want to see photos, you can do that at marketplace.org.